Well, this, as I like to call it, the Wu-Tang Clan virus, it's having all kind of effects on all kind of people's lives, and we're all in some way, shape, or form affected by it. And, yeah, it can put you in really strange situations as well. And what are you going to do with your career? And do I go back to college, this or that? Well, we're going to talk with a young man this morning. He's a 2015 graduate of Metamora High School, and most recently, a pitcher with the Green Wave from Tulane University joins us here this morning, Trent Johnson. Trent, good morning. How you doing today?
Tom, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for checking in with us here this morning. All right, so you know, I want to start first off. We'll kind of get to your journey to where you're at now, but I kind of want to start with your current situation, because you had toward the end of the season last year, was it a surgery to kind of clean up your elbow? Is that right?
Yeah, correct. So I went into last season feeling really good, and I threw a bullpen right before the season, and my elbow started hurting, and we learned that towards the end of the season I would just need to get surgery to, clean up a few things and put a few things back together.
And you still had a pretty good season, even with that going on throughout.
Yeah. I mean, it was no easy challenge, kind of throwing through some of the elbow pain, but it was a good season for myself and for the team, and
So you came in this year as a fifth-year senior. Finally, were you healthy as you've been for a while coming in?
Yeah. I got really good care down there at Tulane, and I came into this season feeling really, really good. Had a really, really good team to go with it, and it was really exciting going into this 2020 spring.
Well, yeah, and you guys were getting some looks nationally because you started right off. You beat at least one ranked team to start the season, didn't you? Top 20.
Yeah, we went and took 2 out of 3 at Cal State Fullerton, and then I think towards the end of the year, when everything got canceled, we were up to 17th in the country.
Yeah,
which for me, I mean, that's something I've never been a part of, a team that kind of, you know, with that kind of national rank, and that was a really cool experience to be a part of.
Well, it's got to make you feel good, and you know, when you went out there and took 2 or 3, in fact, you got a save in one of those games at Cal State Fullerton. It's like, okay, yeah, we can compete with these guys. So that had to make you guys feel pretty good as a team.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, Cal State Fullerton, they had had our number pretty much throughout the entire history of our series, and you know, we went there and we played 3 really tough games on the road, and it was like when we hopped on the plane to go back to New Orleans, we kind of knew that we could really do something this year as long as we can hold track.
So you had a save in that series. You also picked up a win already this year. You threw a little more than three innings against Lamar and actually picked up a win too.
Yeah, that was a midweek versus Lamar. That was actually, that game was my birthday, and that was also the very last game that we played at Tulane this year.
And that was it. So you kind of know this thing's going on. You're hearing about the coronavirus, and it's starting to spread. And what at that point is going through your mind? Are you even thinking, I mean, had it even been talked about this, like, yeah, we might not be able to play, the season could get canceled? Did that even cross your mind at that point before they actually did it?
Well, Tom, I'll tell you, it was about the craziest 24 hours I've ever had in my life. So Wednesday night, I got off the mound, and I had a really good outing. I was really thankful. It was my birthday. My mom and dad got to be there, and it really was just, you know, a really, really good day. And I'll tell you, 24 hours later, our season was canceled. So it was kind of everything in between there. We learned that we had a series that Friday through Sunday, and everybody was saying, oh, we're just not going to be fans at the park, and we'll be fine, and you know, it's all blow over in 2 weeks. And then we're hearing the NBA cancel, and then when the NBA canceled, that was kind of the downfall of the rest of sports. And you know, 24 hours later, yeah, we're completely done.
Wow, talk about a roller coaster, highs and lows, and within a 24 hour period.
Yeah, it was funny. We had plans. I had family coming down to, you know, come watch the series that weekend. And I mean, geez, did I ever think we were just going to straight up cancel the season within 24 hours? No, not at all.
Man, so what was that blow like to you when that happened? Because here you are, you started off, you're healthy, you're having a good year. I mean, what were your expectations for the year, and what would even happen after the year? I mean, you were thinking, like, okay, I have a good year, and we're getting some national recognition, maybe more scouts there. I'm sure there's probably scouts at every game, but were you thinking, like, okay, this is going to be an opportunity to get drafted or up my position in the draft?
Yeah. You know, typically I try to kind of just stay the path and, you know, go out and pitch every outing, and that last outing I did throw, it was Wednesday, March 11th, the last game we played. My arm was really starting to feel good. It was kind of the first outing since surgery that I could tell that my arm had some life and my velocity was starting to go up. And yeah, it was getting exciting between that and, you know, the national attention. There was people starting to come to our games and scouts, and it definitely could have been a good opportunity to, you know, hopefully throw and, you know, make a goal or a dream happen. Yeah.
Talking with Trent Johnson. Trent's the 2015 graduate of Metamora High School. I know some Streaks fans will remember seeing him as the Streaks played him back in those days, and most recently pitching for the Tulane Green Wave. Before we get into the future and what your plans may be at this point, you've had a really interesting journey to where you're at since you started and graduated from Metamora High School. Obviously, your dad, Farmington grad, had played football at University of Illinois. And of course, Metamora, big football school. You're a big guy. You started, and you were actually a very good player on the football side till some injuries. Was there ever a thought when you were healthy playing football that you would be anything but a football player, or was baseball maybe that sport that you loved already?
Oh, Tom, that's a question that I still think about every day. You know, I love football, and you know, my dad, he coached the Pirates, and he's always been around football, and I hear all these amazing stories about how good he was, and that excites me a lot. And I just I've always wondered maybe what that football path would have been, you know. And baseball kind of came around, and I think baseball, I just saw a little bit more opportunity. You know, there's just so many leagues, Tom. There's the minor leagues and independent ball, and I just saw baseball as kind of a. And plus, I didn't really want to get like. To be too big, like an offensive lineman. So I think that's where baseball really drew me in, and just kind of the amount of traveling we get to do. I love that.
So you're a guy at what 6'5", and what do you go now?
6'5", about 260, yeah.
So if you're offensive line and you're in college, they're bumping you up to, you're going to be over 300, obviously.
Yeah. So I already feel, you know, I couldn't really imagine another, say, 40, 50 pounds. You know, that would definitely be a lot different lifestyle.
The getting there would be the fun part.
Yeah. Donuts in the weight room, right?
Right, exactly. Trent Johnson joining us here this morning, 2015 Metamora High School grad. And so you went, and I know you had some injuries on the football side too, and what, you know, the day that decision came to give up football and go baseball, was that a pretty tough one for you, or was it like, okay, I've had the injuries and I don't want to risk anything permanent, or?
Yeah, well, Tom, it seems tougher now than I think it was back then. So when I committed to Arizona, it was my sophomore year of high school, and the coach there at the time, Andy Lopez, he had talked about, basically he was really saying maybe he didn't want me to play football. And I was like, you know what, that's okay. I have a great opportunity at University of Arizona. I understand it. I want to make the most of it. That decision kind of more haunts me today, because looking back, I was like, there was really no reason I couldn't have played both sports. And, you know, as much as I love football, I would have loved to play all 4 years of high school.
So University of Arizona, and of course, you know what, you're looking baseball and college baseball. That's, you know, just one historically just a great school to be at. And so it's, you're talking to that coach. Yeah. Especially at whatever you were at the time, 15 years old, you're listening to him.
Yeah. I couldn't even drive yet.
Yeah. So you make that trek and head out there your freshman year, and it's not that you were not good enough to play there. Obviously, they wouldn't have brought you there if you weren't. But it's a really, really competitive situation when you get there, though.
Yeah. Well, so 2014, it was March 31st, 2014. I tore my UCL. So it was my junior year of high school, and I needed to get Tommy John surgery. Tommy John is it's pretty much a 1 year process, at least as far as just, you know, from time you get surgery to the time you start throwing on the mound. So I got to Arizona. My body was in okay shape. My arm was kind of a little bit behind, and yeah, I mean, it was. I wasn't throwing as well on the mound as I would have loved to have been. And I think I started to realize that and understand that. And you know, towards like the beginning of the spring, when I was at Arizona, I knew that I was probably going to need to transfer somewhere to, you know, kind of regain my path.
Were you going to even get a shot at pitching, or did they want to move you? Thought, okay, well, your arm's maybe not good enough to be on the staff. We'll put you at first base, or was that even, did that come up at all?
No. The hitting thing, I did do a little bit of two-way action when I was at junior college, but I actually haven't hit since high school, really, and technically in a game. I do miss hitting a lot, by the way.
Yeah. When usually, I mean, you know, quite often the pitcher, you see the guys, the major league pitchers, were one of the best players and athletes on their team coming out of high school, meaning they were one of the best hitters also and played multiple positions. So, yeah, I know that, especially if you're a good hitter, that's something that's probably easy to miss.
Yeah, I definitely miss hitting a lot. And as a matter of fact, at Tulane, I'll go hang out in the cages and hit every now and then just for the fun of it. I love it.
So you decided to, after your freshman year, transfer, and then you thought the best way, because you would have had to, if you would have transferred to another D1 school, you would have had to sit out a year, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So you decided to go to the community college route where you could actually go and get some playing time.
Right. Yeah, so coming out of high school, I really didn't look at junior colleges, and nor did I understand exactly what they're about, especially in baseball. So after Arizona, I got in contact with John A. Logan down in Carterville, Illinois, right by Southern Illinois, Carbondale. And, you know, John A. Logan was actually one of the best years of my life, just as far as the people I met, the baseball that I got to play, my coaches, my school, the area. That was something that really kind of, I wouldn't say saved me with baseball as far as just my love and passion, but it really was a positive year on the baseball side, and I just got to learn a lot about myself. You know, I wasn't at the University of Arizona where you got everything you need. It's a little bit different down there.
So did you spend 1 or 2 years at John A. Logan then?
1 year.
1 year, and then so you're healthy and you got schools coming and calling on you there, or did you have to go out and seek out a place to find a new home?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a mix. I got to say, I'm a sucker for warm weather, and I was kind of wanting to maybe go to another warm weather school after that. And I actually reached out to Tulane in an email. We had played Tulane my freshman year at Arizona, and, man, they were good. I had never even heard of Tulane my freshman year. And I reached out to them, and they sent a couple of scouts that they knew. I think they're professional scouts, and they never actually even saw me pitch before I stepped on campus.
Wow.
Yeah, that was one of the most unique experiences as far as recruiting I've had, yeah.
Trent Johnson, a 2015 graduate of Metamora High School more recently, and currently a pitcher at Tulane University, although the season came to an abrupt end, unfortunately. So you get an opportunity to head down to Tulane, and really, as you said, an up-and-coming program, too.
Right, yeah. So Coach Travis Jewett, our current coach, he had only been there a year before I threw my first pitch there.
But you also spent some time in the summer playing in kind of the college leagues that are kind of the equivalent to minor league baseball, kind of the wood bat leagues, including in Danville for the Dans. You played up in Battle Creek, Michigan. And where else did you play?
I played like a few games in Lakeshore, Wisconsin.
Okay, so what was that just to kind of keep in shape and that to give scouts a chance to see you a little bit, or what's the purpose of those leagues?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Every summer I've played, I've kind of had a different purpose. So my first year at Danville, I was coming off Arizona. I was just trying to find myself again. You know, I was just trying to kind of find my arm and find some velocity and just pitch, because I really hadn't pitched in. At that point, it was about 3 years. I mean, I had thrown some bullpens and stuff, but I hadn't pitched consistently in games, you know, since my junior high school, man. And then the next year with Battle Creek, that was just kind of building off of my season at John A. Logan, which went really well. Had a good team there. So those collegiate summer leagues, for a lot of guys, it's just development, getting repetitions, and you know, if you are playing well, then yeah, it's a great time to showcase. But those collegiate leagues, they start pretty close to when the draft starts, so it's kind of do well the first couple of weeks and see what happens.
Oh, okay, all right. So most recently, I know you have started some games at Tulane, haven't you?
Yeah. Yep. Started a few and closed a few and everything in between.
So kind of at this point early in the season, they were using you more as a reliever and as a closer. It seems like at this point.
Yeah, with one thing I've noticed with college baseball especially is just the roles change a lot. What your role is in the beginning of the season, I would pretty much guarantee it won't be the same at the end. My role this year was a reliever, usually in shorter stints, and then they always try to build relievers, and I was starting to get built up to more innings, and then the last game I threw almost, it was 3 or 4 innings.
And that win you got against Lamar.
Yep.
Trent Johnson talking with us this morning, 2015 graduate of Metamora High School, a pitcher for Tulane University. Okay, so we get to the question, what now? You were a fifth-year senior at this point, and are we on schedule to graduate and finish up academically this year?
Yeah. So I actually graduated last year.
Oh, okay.
With my undergrad. So I graduated with a degree in communication. So this year I was working on a master's in professional advancement in graduate school. So I'm in the middle. I've taken 3 credits in the fall, and I'm currently taking 3 now. And then I would only need another 4 classes. So, Tom, if you would have told me in high school that my fifth year of college, there would be a global pandemic and I would go back for a sixth year of school, I would have looked at you a little bit funny. But here we are, and I've talked to Tulane coaches and some of the compliance people at Tulane, and the NCAA made the decision to allow people to come back, everybody. And I'm going to head back to Tulane for a sixth year.
So you're going to go ahead and do it, and so will you actually be finishing your master's at that point, or will you be done and have to take some other classes?
The requirement is I have to take 3, so I have 4 classes left. I have to take 3 to be eligible in the fall, but the rule is in the spring, in the last semester of the school year, you only have to take what you have left. So I only have 1 class during baseball season. Which
oh, man. Yeah, that can't beat that, so you can concentrate on the task at hand then.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right.
Really. That'll be strange. I don't know why. I'll have to keep myself grounded somehow.
keep busy when you're not going to class. Well, I guess you'll get a lot of rest.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, man. So you are going to go back then, and so is the hope you get back and like you said, kind of pick up where you left off this year and have a good season. Are you looking to the draft at that point or?
Yeah. As far as the draft, that's always a goal. That's always something I'm going to work for. But Tom, right now, it's a strange time as far as there's no sports. Everybody's in the same boat. So I'm trying to. I'm really not looking too far. It's right now. I see it as just a great opportunity to keep working. Yes, the gyms are closed, and I'm not exactly throwing right now, but time is really on my side and a lot of athletes' side as far as just if you have changes you want to make in your diet or your physical fitness or your throwing shape, now is a great time to do it. There's nobody's playing, nobody's watching anybody, there's no scouts. And the goal is to get myself as in the best shape I've ever been and go back and hope that translates back down in the fall.
Trent Johnson, 2015 Metamora High School graduate. He's heading back to Tulane University next year, and I just keep looking for his name someday on the roster. I would say your dad will disagree with me, but I hope to see you in the Redbirds white and those home uniforms down there with that red birds on the bat. But I'm sure your dad would hope for different.
I'll tell you what, Tom. Any opportunity in baseball, I don't care. I'm a diehard Cubs fan, but any opportunity in baseball is a blessed opportunity. I will play for any team at any point. Yep.
There you go. All right. Well, Trent, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. I really do appreciate it. I got to tell you, your communications, any plans with that thing about what you're going to do? Because, you know, there's this broadcasting thing. I think you'd do fine.
Yeah. Well, first off, Tom, thanks a lot for having me on. And you know, I've never really thought about the broadcast. I've always kind of thought about, maybe going into Caterpillar. But you know what? I think broadcasting a baseball game would be awesome.
There you go. Well, you got a little bit of lineage with that Caterpillar thing in your family.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right. Well, Trent, again, thank you so much. And best of luck with what you're doing, classes and everything now and in the future at Tulane and hopefully on the professional side of baseball, but no matter what you do.
Tom, thank you. Stay safe.
Thank you for joining us here this morning. 901.
Got hail damage? Dave's Auto Body has the area's largest and most experienced crew. Galesburg and now in East Moline.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
We had worked with Bradley for weeks, met him just days before he signed the paperwork, but even from afar, he made everything so seamless.
Retirees Lonnie and Rick Shea were living in California. Through the magic of technology, I was able to take them on virtual home tours and found them a house they loved.
We even had a situation arise where we weren't able to get in the